We're doing the Netivot Shalom, and this is one of the most beautiful works I ever learned. I had the good fortune of having a friend tease me in high school and tell me, this is beautiful, you won't understand it. And that's always a good way to get a high school guy to learn this. So I said, okay, let's see. I sat down and I learned, and I said, wow, it really is beautiful. The Slonim Rebbe wrote a beautiful work called Netivot Shalom, and I recommend you guys try your hand at it. It's just beautiful. And we'll see now. We're going to start on our Parsha, Parshat Beit Hanan. Now, in Hebrew, as far as I know, this is the original. So, Moshe Rabbeinu is standing, and he's recounting how he begged God, let me into the land of Israel, let me see it, I want to go in. And our sages say he used the term Va'et Hanan, I pleaded, which is a reference to Chinun, and Chinun is a request for a free gift. En Chinun ela matnat chinam. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, God, I have all these merits, look at everything I've done my whole life, come on, let me in. No, he didn't do that. He said, God, please, give it to me for free. Please. I want to be exonerated, let me in. I want a godly pardon. Today in modern Hebrew, chanina is a pardon. So in ancient Hebrew, chanina is a free gift. So Moshe Rabbeinu was mitchanin, va'et chanan. Va'et chanan el Hashem beti limo. And I pleaded, I begged Hashem at that time, saying the following: Rashi b'shem haSifri. Rashi quotes the Medrash Sifri that says, "En chinun b'chol makom el alashon matnat chinam." Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for a free gift. Apal pi sheyesh lehem natzadikim, even though the tzadikim have litlot maasehem atovim, they could hang on to their good deeds and say, "God, I've done such and such. Please give it to me." En mevakshim et hamakom, they don't ask of the omnipresent el matnat chinam. They don't ask anything other than a free gift. Ubiyuva inyan, and the explanation of this concept, the inei bet madrigoten, there are two levels. Pchinat eved uPchinat bin. There's the aspect where one is God's servant, there's the aspect where one is God's son. Ha'eved mevakesh me'adonav tashlum v'sachar. The servant asks his master to pay him, give him his wages, avol ma'asav atovim, for his good actions. V'ilu ben ha'melech, but the son of the king, eino mevakesh el matnat chinam. He says, Dad, give me. Come on. I want to give. Mishum shu ma'arich karuit gdulat ha'melech, because he knows how wealthy the king is. He knows that this is small fry. So he doesn't have to ask for wages. V'yodeh she'etzem hazchiya la'avod et ha'melech hi ha'sachar ha'gadol biyoter avuro. And he knows, I'm lucky, I'm the king's son, I get to be the chief officer. He doesn't say, I was chief officer in this and this war, give me my wages. The slave, he doesn't appreciate it. So he says, give me my wages. The son, he appreciates his position. So he doesn't ask for wages. He says, give it to me. I appreciate what I'm doing is a good thing. I'm happy to be where I am. I value the task that I was given. I'm not asking for wages for what I did. I'm saying give it to me for free because what I did, well, what I did was, it had its own integral value. Ve'ech yahin levakesh ot sachar al kach. The king honored him to be the chief general in the war. He's chief of staff. He's not coming in and asking for a salary. He's saying, oh, you gave me the honor, I'm chief of staff, great, I had a tremendous position. So a son, he values his position. So he says, okay, but I still want something, so give it to me, I'm asking for a free gift. Uchmo shamu tzadikim, and as the tzadikim said, sheyudi omed bifnei betin shel mala achar ptirato min haolam, that a Jew that stands before the high court, after the Jew passes from this world, he stands before the high court, umvakesh sachar olam haba, avu ma'asav atuvim ba'olam hazeh, and he says, he comes to the Beis Din Shel Mala, and the Jew says, I did such and such good actions, I want the world to come. So the tzaddikim say, Tzochakim imenu b'shamayim. They laugh at him. He walks before the high court, and he has demands. He says, look, I did kibur aveim. Look, I woke up on time, I said, Kriya Shema. He wants to get Olam Haba. They laugh at him. And they tell him, Tipasucha, you filthy drop, that's all you're made of. It's not enough that you were given the ability to serve the great God, the awesome creator of all the worlds. You have the goal to claim payment and wages for this. You were given a gift. God gave you life. God gave you the ability to serve Him. Now you walk in and you say, pay me for it. What do you mean pay you for it? That was the gift. וזהו פירוש, and that's the explanation of this medrash, אף על פי שיש להם לצדיקים לתלות מעשיהם הטובים. The medrash says, even though the tzaddikim can hang on their good deeds, and מבקשים מאת המקום אל המתנת חינם, they don't ask of the omnipresent anything other than a free gift. כיוון שהצדיקים יודעים להעריך את גדולת הברית ברך, for the tzaddikim know to value God's greatness. ומה ערך יש למעשיהם הטובים, and what value is there to their good deeds לעומת גדולת הבורא יתברך, when we compare it to the Creator's greatness, שלפניו הם זוכים לעמוד ולשרתו, that the fact that they were allowed to stand and serve God, that in itself is a gift. It's not a service. I didn't do you a favor. It's like the kid who says, Dad, I woke up for davening today. What prize am I going to get? So at some point you say, hey, fool, that was a gift. You got to go to davening today. Well, I'm supposed to give you a gift for that. That's why the tzaddikim, they don't ask for their good actions. They ask rather for a free gift. They say, even though really, I don't have a claim, God. I'm thankful you gave me this opportunity to do everything I've done until now. Nonetheless, I'm asking for a free gift. So that's the first understanding that the Son Rebbe gives us in this Medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu is like all tzaddikim, or all tzaddikim are like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's more correct that they don't ask for wages, they don't say, God, pay up, but rather they say, give me matnat chinam, and that's because they don't feel like they're owed anything, they feel like their ability to serve before Hashem, that in and of itself was the schut, that was God's gift, and they don't have a right to claim, now pay me up for what I did. When I learned Safras to write Stam, so the sofer who I learned by Rabbi Schneid at the end of the day, so we spent all day, he taught me how to cut open tefillin, how to sew up tefillin, how to take out the parshias, how to roll them up and put them back in. So after a day that he's teaching me, he takes out a $20 bill and he says, thank you for your work. So I said, you gotta be kidding, other people pay $1,000 to learn how to do Stam, and you're teaching me for free, you're gonna pay me? So he said to me, look, the first day I worked by my Rebbe, he taught me all day, and at the end of the day, he paid me. So at the end of the day, I'm paying you. So I didn't accept the 20. But when I'm learning this, I'm reminded of Rabbi Schneid, that sometimes you're sitting there and you're getting all day. And I can imagine that some student would sit there and have the goal and say, sure, pay up. And the next day after he gets a whole lesson all day long, and the guy stops and teaches him, he'd also say, hey, pay me. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu appreciates I'm being given all day. The fact that I'm in this world and I'm meriting to serve Hashem, that's a gift. And I don't have a right to claim wages for it. So I ask for a free gift. That's the first explanation that Slan Rebbe gave us. And Bezlat Hashem, tomorrow, I hope we're going to have time to move forward and read beyond that.